Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
For 2010, the Mazda CX-7 crossover features a new, more fuel-efficient engine, snappier front-end styling, and some top-drawer cabin materials. Under the hood, the base power plant is now a gas-sipping four-cylinder, making 161 horsepower and enough torque to efficiently move this five-seater hatchback. It's coupled to a smooth five-speed automatic transmission with a manual shift mode. If you want more zoom zoom, upgrade to the familiar turbocharged four-banger. It makes 244 horsepower. The CX-7 is quite agile. Handling is secure, steering is crisp, and braking is very good. But the firm ride can get bumpy on downtown roads. As for styling, there's a new front fascia with sharper lines and a smiling lower grille, similar to the Mazda 3. And Mazda's Greg Young says a lot of work went into upgrading the interior.
We made the armrests and the doors softer with thicker padding, so it has more of a plush feel when you rest your elbow on it. We changed the design of the dimpling in the plastic on the dash so that it would actually capture less dust.
Attractive chrome bezels now surround the gauges and heating vents, but the numbers on the speedometer are much too small. The leather seats are quite firm. My posterior felt the effects of an hour-long commute. In back, rear knee room is adequate for my 5'10 frame, but taller passengers may find it tight. Cargo space is very good and gets better with two easy-to-reach latches that drop the rear seats flat with just one pull. With your 680 test drive, I'm Thomas DeMont.